Good morning, saints. It is a blessing from God to be standing before you this morning. We want to bow for a word of prayer, and then we're ready to go ahead and get started. Our Father and our God, as we come to your throne of grace this morning, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us here at this appointed place, at this appointed time, to be able, Heavenly Father, to worship you, to be able to hear a word from you, Heavenly Father. That is a blessing that, Lord, have mercy, we just can't get often enough to be able to come, to be able to hear the word of God and to get an understanding about what it is you want us to do. And so, Lord, as we go forward this morning, Heavenly Father, we just ask you be with us, Lord. Remove your humble servant, Heavenly Father, and allow him to bring your word as you have it brought. These and other blessings, ask your son Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen, hallelujah, and praise God. And so, saints, you may be seated at this time. And the title of our message this morning, saints, is Do Not Leave the Easter Story on Easter Sunday. Do not leave the Easter story on Easter Sunday. Our focal scripture this morning is coming from the book of Romans. We'll be looking in chapter 6 and the 10th verse. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. And the Holy Spirit has given me three sermon points of emphasis that we're going to be looking at this morning. The first one is that it has to be personal. The second one is that we must be the change. And the third one is the newness of life. And so again, you may be seated at this time. And since you know on last Sunday, the blessing from God that we received is we will actually be able to be here to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's been a week since last Sunday, and we're here on this Sunday. And I ask you this morning, is there anything different with you today? Is the Easter story still with you? Or have the cares and concerns of the world changed your focus? You know, the story of Easter is a story that cannot leave us. You know, we must be able to tell that story every day. Come rain, sleet, hail, snow, wars, rumors of war, $5 a gallon diesel, whatever comes. You must be able to tell that story because that story is too important to leave untold. Because see, if the story would tell itself, and it does when you read it, that's one thing. But God has given us an assignment, and our assignment is to be able to tell that story to others who need it. Because there are some that might not know Jesus Christ in the pardon of their sins just yet. And so that's the reason why we have to be able to tell the story. And for us to be able to tell that story, it has to be personal. See, we can't leave Easter on the day that we celebrated it. We went through the eggs, the kids did their speeches, they sang their songs. We did all the things we normally do on Easter, and then we move along and Easter's left in the background. And the reason why we can't do that is because the foundation of the gospel rests on what happened in those 3 days. See, if we don't know what happened in those 3 days, if we can't take that story and bring it to somebody else, then we miss the point. We're not ready to do what God has called us to do. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, the word reads, "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, And he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Saints, we can't leave that behind. That's our reason for being here. And see, we have to believe this, because if we do not, then why are we here? And see, once we believe it and it becomes a part of us, it'll become personal. Nobody will have to ask us to tell the story. They'll be able to see the story. We'll be walking, talking, and living examples of the story. It won't be something that we just celebrate on Easter Sunday, and by the Sunday after Easter, we moved on to something else. It's got to become a part of us, and then it has to become us. The story has to become us. See, this way we won't forget it. See, when people see us, they'll see that story. Because it not only is the greatest story that was ever told, but without this story, when our physical life ends, so will we. And this is not the end God wanted for us, that he would not have sent his only begotten son to become the sacrifice for our reconciliation back to him. And that's the reason why it has to be personal. Because when it's personal, it's become important to us. We're going to move heaven and earth to make sure everybody knows who Jesus Christ is. You know, it won't be a situation where we see people who we know need help and we don't help them. We see people who we know don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins, and we won't ask them the question that they need to be asked. Do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? And then listen for the answer and move depending on what the answer is. See, but we can't leave it on Easter. Because Easter, that Sunday that we celebrate Easter, is coming on, but that does not mean the story is over. And so secondly, saints, we have to concentrate on being the change. You know, and that change is, once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we must become living examples of death becoming life. Because, see, we were once dead in our sins. And we were fortunate enough, blessed enough, to have someone come and ask us, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? And so when we got that question and we listened to what they said, that's the reason why we're here. Because we're here to be able to tell that story. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, the scripture reads, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." So see, it can't be that we think that we're better than those who don't know Jesus yet. Because see, that was once us. See, what happens is, once we feel like we know God, and we have a relationship with him, that puts us on a different plane, but actually it doesn't. The plane that we're on needs to be the plane of those who are lost, because God gave us a assignment to make disciples. How are we going to make disciples if we floating above folks and thinking we better than folks are? We have to be able to get our hands dirty, as they say. We have to be willing to put in the work, but if we don't put in the work, then how are we following the story that Jesus laid out for us? Because he followed the will of his Father and was obedient unto death. So then, instead of it facing an eternity, a separation from him, See, when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, eternal life with him is assured. And Jesus did not want to see us following in the lust of the flesh. See, once we accept him, we have to do better. And so being that change is what he wants to see from us. We have to be able to get there, and we have to be able to do what it is he has called us to do. And also we look in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 1 through 2. This is where God wants us to go. And the scripture reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, God is not going to leave you out there not knowing what to do. See, when you accepted him as your Lord and Savior, he provided you everything you need to be able to do his will. But we have to be the vessels that are obedient and are willing to do what he is he called us to do. And so when that transformation takes place, he is not going to force us to do anything. See, we have to surrender our will to God when that transformation takes place, just like Jesus did. When he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And to become the change God wants to see, this has to be our mindset on a daily basis. Not just on Easter Sunday, but every day. Not what I want, because it could be about me, but it's not. It's about what God wants. And if you're not sure what God wants, trust him. And remember that he sacrificed his son for us, so he certainly does not want anything for us that is going to harm us or separate us from him. Because he gave his gift, the greatest gift man has ever known. And sometimes we miss the point, but we don't have to be there forever. We can do what it is God is calling us to do. Accept his son and the pardons of our sins and become who it is he would have us to be. But we can't do that if we leave the Easter story on Easter Sunday. That story has to move with us. It has to become a part of us. It has to be the essence of who we are. And then when it becomes the essence of who we are, we'll be able to get to this point. The newness of life. And saints, the world needs to see from those of us who are saved and are washed in the blood of the Lamb, new life. Not that old person that we used to be, but new life. Not the person who was sometime about their relationship with God, but new life. Where it was important, where it's something that we deal with on a daily basis. Not that we pray yesterday and then we waited two or three more days and we prayed again. We pray every day without ceasing, asking God to lead God and direct us into the place that he will have us to be. Because, you know, we follow our own path. We're going to get lost. We're going to be somewhere that God doesn't want us to be. But see, when we follow his path, we don't have to worry about getting lost. God is going to send you to the place that he will have you to be to do what it is he sent you to do. And again, it's all about that one word, surrender. We have to surrender our will to his. You know, and that was what the Easter story was all about. Having the sentence of death lifted from us and replaced with eternal life. But how are others going to know this if it's not alive in us, if they can't see it, if they don't have that opportunity to be able to experience it? Because we never know. But we might be the only Bible that person ever sees. and not the book when they're looking at us. Because God is going to send you some places that you might expect not to go. Why am I here, Lord? Why did you send me here? Because I need you to tell the story. The story needs to be told in this place. But this is not where I wanted to go, Lord. That's not what I asked you. And ask you that. When you said you surrendered, that means wherever I send you, that's where you're going to go. And with that surrender, we can do the things that God has called us to do, but we have to surrender. And in Matthew 28 and 6, this is the best part of the story. He is not here, but he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. See, when that tomb was empty, there were a whole lot of people whose expectations were dashed. We know we put him in there. Why isn't he there now? Because he wasn't supposed to be. That wasn't the way the story was written. God had a different outcome. And because he wasn't there, we have a different outcome. Because the outcome for us would have been when the hearse rolls up and the casket is buried. That could be the end. But not the way God wanted it to be. Because Jesus got up. Jesus got up, and when he got up in us. And we need to be willing to share the newness of life that he provided with others who don't know him yet. But there are some things, saints, that we're going to have to be able to do to be able to get that done. And the first one is to recognize that our lives no longer belong to us. They belong to him. And when we allow God to lead, guide, and direct our lives, the story of salvation will be easy for us to share, because then it won't be like telling a story. It'll be telling our story. See, the story will have become personal at that point. It's easy for us to talk about where we've been. See, telling somebody else's story is going to be difficult because you might not know everything they've been through. But you know where God has brought you through. You know where God has brought you from. You knew where you were. You knew where you are now. And God willing, you know where you're going. Again, if you have those three things down pat, then you're going to be fine. But if you're missing a piece, that's a problem. And so we have to get the story together and make sure we bring the story from Easter every day. It's got to go every day. And then the story begins for that person who does not know Jesus and the pardon of their sins. Is that there is no need for that person to spend eternity in hell. That there is a better way. God allowed us to find it. And we need to be able to help others find it. And so we need to come and have them come and surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. All things, the word says, all things, not some things, all things will be made new, including your life expectancy. You know, instead of being stamped with the expiration date, it will be marked eternity with Jesus. See, when the choir started out this morning, they started singing Revelation 19. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power to the Lord our God. They're going to be casting crowns at that time. You're going to be able to be there and see that if you have that relationship with him. But this can only happen if we don't leave the story of Easter on Easter Sunday. Because if it just happened that one day and that was it, that would be a sad situation. But no, see, boy, God is so good that he allowed the story to be set up in us. He said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. But I am going to need you to be able to tell this story. Because, again, it has to be personal. And see, until you actually admit that you're lost, you can't be found. You ever been driving around with somebody that's lost? And they go in circles and circles and circles down the street, down that street. Hey, you know, until you admit that you do not know where you're going, then you can't choose the direction for you to go in. But once you make that decision to say, okay, I don't know where I'm going, let's look at the map. Let's pull out the GPS. Let's see where we are and see where it is we need to go. Then once we do that, everything gets better. We will get to our destination. And see, that destination and map that we have, we always have it with us, but we don't always use it. The Bible is that map. But we have to open it, we have to read it, we have to share it with others. And we share the story of Jesus Christ, we share the story of his death, burial, and resurrection, they too will no longer be lost. And that's the best thing, that they too would no longer be like just one soul, just have an opportunity to see one person that was destined for hell going in a different direction is a blessing from God. And when you see it once, you're going to want to see it again. And when you see it twice, you're going to want to see it three times. And it's going to keep multiplying. And as it multiplies, we will be able to say and hear in the end, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over much. But only if we take the story of Easter with us. We can't leave it on Easter Sunday. It's got to be a story that we tell every day. And even sometimes, even when we don't open our mouth, you'd be surprised what people see about us, even though we don't speak to them. The things that we do, our mannerisms, the things that we say, they can tell a lot about us without us even speaking to them. And again, if we are not exuding and exhibiting Jesus Christ in the things that we do, then how are we going to be that ambassador to be able to tell the story? So again, we have to be mindful of what it is God has given us to do. Thank him for what he has already done. And just ask him to keep us on the path of the way that he will have us to go so that we may be successful in what it is he has for us to do. And saints, it's real simple. Just tell the story. And he will do the rest. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."